Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 441. Need for Organization and Spirit of Unity. I was shown that Brother A has done a most dark, mischievous work among some of the churches in New York. He has sown the seeds of unbelief which have sprung up and borne fruit. I was shown the dark and deadly influence of B. Some have hung on to him. He throws around him a very religious garb, appears very mild and devoted. But corruption and rebellion are within, and yet some will cling to him, although his influence will draw them in the dark every time. His heart is at war with the work of the third angel. His heart is at war with the visions. He despises them. Yet he has many sympathizers. There are quite a number in New York who have taken a rebellious course like Dathan and Abram. The state of the church was presented before me. I saw many things in a tangled, perplexed condition. Brother P's family lacks consecration. I saw that Brother E has taxed his physical strength until it was exhausted, prostrated. But God loves him, and if he will lean upon him, he will bring him up. He will not forsake him now. The case of Brother M was presented before me. I saw he intended to be true and right. He has a work to do. There is danger of some misconstruing Brother M's frank manner. He must possess a willing spirit to acknowledge his wrongs and must not justify himself and brace himself against his brethren, but yield to their judgment, counsel, and advice. Some have been looking with jealous eye upon the moves made at Battle Creek. They fear they should become Babylon if they organize. I was shown the churches in central New York have been a perfect Babylon, confusion. And unless there can be a plan or system arranged whereupon the church can act, enforce, and carry out order, they have nothing to hope for. They must scatter into fragments. The influence of teachers upon the body has not been right. These uncertain teachers have nourished the elements of disunion and confusion. Some do not work directly to tear down, but indirectly. They look on with indifference, express doubts, suspicion, fears, and need greater evidence than a doubting Thomas. They will not, or do not, with zeal put their hand to the work and exert their energies to build up. Their influence is recorded as one which retards the work of advance and reform among God's people. There has not been so glaring a departure from God. It has been gradual, and they knew not the time when God left them, for they were so assimilated to the world that heaven's light was withdrawn, and they are left blind, wretched, and naked.